Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
You know, this is a very important week here at Christian Ministries, and for a lot of the people who go to church here, this church is celebrating several graduations. Young people have been graduating already from this, that go to church here, go to youth here, with our school, with other schools that they're a part of. Just graduations going on right and left. And here's what I want you to know. We are watching a world that, from a Christian perspective, looks like in a lot of ways it's falling apart. I mean, come on, you just turn on the news, you're like, good grief, this is sickening. I think I'll just turn it off. Well, this church is not sitting here watching the world fall apart and saying, what is this world coming to? What are we going to do? These kids today, I just don't know. I just don't know about these kids today. What I'm here to tell you, if you're a first time ever being here, this is your first day ever being at Christian Ministry Church, or you've been here for a while, what I want you to know is this church is doing something. We're not just sitting here going, oh, no. We've rolled the sleeves back and said, all right, let's get it after it. We've got work to do as a church. See, we're doing something here with our kids' church on Wednesday nights. I love the fruit that's going on in our kids' church. I talk to our young people. What have you learned? And them knowing their Bible verses, them bringing their Bibles. And I mean, a lot of rewards, a lot of excitement for them. Well, there's a reward for those that are Christians that do the right thing. And we're putting that in at a young age. And so they're doing great. Countless youth outings. Next week, St. Louis retreats. I mean, Pursuit, Advance. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them that we're a part of. And Byler Ranch, ministering to kids all over the country that are coming here on this property that the church helps be a part of what's happening there. Byler Advance, doing the same for our older kids. Christian Ministries Academy. Christian Ministries Leaders Academy. I mean, this church is knocking it out. For young people, if we can just get them to come and be a part of the teachings. Just this past week, I watched our CMA Academic Awards at the school on Thursday, and I'm just going, wow, what our church is doing. I mean, it's probably the school is our biggest outreach, our biggest mission that we do, and it's not an evangelistic ministry, it's a discipleship ministry that we pour into, and I mean, these kids are knocking it out. Today, our LA interns having a short graduation ceremony with all they've done over the last 9 months. Our different members graduating from different homeschool co-ops, homeschool, I mean, it's just, I'm blown away at what God's doing in the hearts of our young people that are embracing the different ministries that Christian Ministries are involved with. And there's still several ceremonies and parties going on. This church is about training, developing right thinking in our future generations. If we lose the kids' thinking as far as the things of God are concerned, you can tell that the next generation won't know anything about God. And I'm just telling you, our society is teaching nothing about God. Our society is doing everything they can to take everything about God out of it. Church, we got to stand up. We have a responsibility. And I know that not everybody's going to listen to what we have to say, but we don't major on those that won't. We major on those who will. And we continue with the whosoever wills. We said we've got a job to do. Christian Ministries Academy began in 1977. And in Leaders Academy began in 1985. The church began in 1972. This church began in 1972. I was 2 years old when this church started. And I'm so thrilled that there is something behind Christian Ministries. When I say Christian Ministries, I'm not just talking about what you see here today. There's a legacy. There's something that's gone on. Countless people have been ministered to by the vision of Christian Ministries. In 2004, Christian Ministries began here. CMA started here the same year. Leaders Academy continued and started on this campus in 2012. And so all of them have been doing what we can, the youth programs, the different things, to grow up our young people with a biblical understanding of life. We've got to have a biblical worldview. If you don't have a biblical worldview, it's messed up. And everybody here has been to graduations. I mean, everybody here has been to them. Some of them you dread. I mean, it's going to take forever. The nice thing about where we're at in the season is we only have four today. So it won't be that long. But there's a, oh my gosh, here comes more. When's our, wake me up when mine gets across the stage so I can clap for them. And everybody's been a part of it. It always reminds me at graduations, and there's always something about it. And as all the graduations you may have already gone to or will be going to this year, that here's the thing. Not everyone who started finished. And what you're always watching at a graduation is you're watching those who not only started, but they finished. Only those that finish get a diploma. Only those that finish get the certificate. Only those, come on church, only those that finish get the reward. So many start something, starting and starting. Well, I'm starting this and I'm starting that. And I'm just got where I'm not impressed by a start. I'm grateful for them because you got to start. You know, you can never, well, I finished. What'd you start? Well, I didn't start anything. I just finished. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, we have to start. But there's too many starts going on in life that aren't being finished. And I just don't think that we really count the cost. We don't, I mean, there's a lot of scripture associated with that. We don't figure it all out before we get started. And really, not always can you. Every detail of it. Apostle Paul talked about finishing the race. 2 Timothy 4:7 today. Says, I've fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I have remained faithful. I've started it, I've fought it, and I finished it. Through the whole thing, what did I do? I remained faithful. 1 Corinthians 9, turn there with me today. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 23. Don't you realize, and everybody's heard this, 1 Corinthians 9, 23. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to lose. No, that's not what it says. It says, so run to win. Run to win the prize. Run to win the prize. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize. But that prize for running a race will fade away. We do it as Christians for an eternal prize. There's an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I can't ever read this verse without thinking about a very good friend of mine that would stand up there, and he could mimic this little game that I had when we were kids. Yeah, and I don't know if you remember it. They had two boxers, and then you had a little control, and you'd sit. Yeah, you know, some of y'all are smiling. And I mean, it's a cool. I don't know if they still have it or not, but half the time, you just have this, you know, they're just doing this. And I had a buddy of mine who, he could do it, and he looked just like that stick figure on that. And if you just stand around, he'd just do it for like ever until everybody's laughing at him. And I thought, that's great, but you ain't knocking nobody out fighting like that. See, you're not going to go to a fight unprepared. You're not going to go into a race without discipline. And you're not going to go without thinking, I'm going to do everything I can to win. I'm going to do everything I can to win. Well, in life as a Christian, there's got to be purpose in every step. There's got to be purpose in every hit. You're not just shadow boxing. They do it to finish. Church, the reward is on the completion of it. And I'm all about the preparation and the excitement that is going on during the middle of it, but you're never rewarded for starting. Wow, just think about that. I think about that at every graduation. You don't get paid in life till the job is done. Come on, contractors, am I right? Here, let me pay you for the whole job. And then, well, I'll get to that whenever I want to. I've already got the money. You get the money when the job's completed. You get the reward when you finish. When you finish. James 1, verse 21. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. The word, church, has the power, but it won't do anything until you've planted it in your heart. The word has power. so that you can take every step. But it won't do anything until it's implanted in you. And that's why I love Christian ministries, because we're doing everything we can to implant the word in the hearts of our young people so that they can have purpose in every step. Are you seeing how all this kind of comes together? I think it's important. Verse 22 of James chapter 1 says, but don't just listen to God's word. You got to do what it says. You can't just hear what it says. You've got to do what it says. And then it says, otherwise you're fooling yourself. Here's the sad thing. There's a lot of Christian people that are coming to church and they're hearing the word, but Monday through Friday, they're not doing it. They're hearing it, but they're not doing it. Verse 25, if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Once again, you don't get paid until the job's finished. You don't get the diploma or the reward until you finished. None of that happens until you finish. Know this. If you don't do what it's, the word says and get the word in your heart, then you're not going to get the blessing that God has for you. The scripture's just plain as day. You get it after you do what it says. And after there's a realization that you haven't forgot what you heard. The misconception going on in the church today, people are deceiving themselves by thinking that just because they showed up for church, it did something for them. The sad part is, doing something will allow you to finish what you started. You may have started with the idea that I'm going to go to church on Sundays, but if you never get to the I'm doing something, then you'll never finish. So that's where we mess this whole thing up. What are you doing? What are you doing? Doing something is what allows you to finish. Showing up at the start of a race is great. But if you don't run, you ain't gonna finish. Hey, I signed up for the 5K this Saturday. And then even I put my tights on and get up here. I mean, that's what everybody wears at these races. I see them. Some of them wear shorts on. Some of them don't. I'm like, you need some shorts on. But they show up and they're at the start of the race. And I'm there and I'm ready. That's the start. And then what do they have? They have this little pop cap gun that is orange, or it has an orange thing on the ends. That means you can't shoot at anybody, kill anybody. But it makes a lot of noise. And so they hold it up. On your mark. Get ready. Here's Pastor. Pop! Started. What'd you do Friday? What'd you do Saturday? I started a race. What's the next question you would get? How'd it go? Man, I did good for about 10, 15 steps. And I pulled my hamstring. That exact thing happened to me in a ball game here that this church had a couple years ago. I got a wonderful base hit, probably second base. Problem was, I never made it to first because I couldn't move after three steps. Pulled my hands. It wasn't funny. It hurt. I ain't run a lot of races since then, as you can probably tell. But here's what, oops. Here's what you got to know. Starting it and standing doing nothing does not complete the race. Nobody talks about a race they ran. They talk about a race they completed. Nobody talks about, I'm going to do a 5K until they say they did it. Now, I'm all about a 5K, and I like to hear people say, well, I ran part of it and I walked part of it. I can identify with that. I like the ones especially that say, I joined up for a 5K and I walked all of it. That sounds like a fun race to me. And the goal was to complete it. I mean, the goal is to complete it at your level to make purpose in every step. Purpose in every step. And the thing that I think so many people miss is to be a recipient of God's blessings, then you got to do what God has for you while you're in the race. That means running it, doing it. See, you're a recipient of God's blessings because you did it, not because you started it. You did it and you finished. Matthew 18, we read this at our baptisms, and I think it's important that we understand a little bit about this verse. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus told the disciples, and this is Jesus' words, he said, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and have everybody say a three-sentence prayer. That's the way we've interpreted what this says. But here's what it says. It says, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These new disciples, teach them to obey all the commands that I've given you, and be sure of this, I'm with you. Always, always, forever, eternity. The Great Commission has been made into an evangelistic charge, church. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that the Great Commission has said, go and get people saved, but that's not what it says. The Bible says, go and make disciples. Go and get them in on the race of Christianity. Get them into doing something. A disciple is not made by a three-sentence prayer. That's the start. The problem is the church has said that's the finish. And it's not the finish. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. The start is getting saved. And you have to get that just like you have. If you're going to complete a race, you got to get at the starting line. The starting line, the gun goes off, we got people saved. That's not the finish. Now make them a disciple. The church has got a responsibility. Make them a disciple. How is that? I'm running alongside of them. They're walking. I'm walking with them, and I'm helping them. I'm encouraging them. Okay, keep going. You can make it. You can do this. All right, now, oh, yeah, I'm starting to get some strength, and I'm working in it. And then all of a sudden, you're the disciple that was disciple, and you start discipling somebody over here. Come on, you can make it. Let's keep going. We can finish this thing. That's what the church does in life. We help. We encourage those to finish the race. 10% of all American Christians have a biblical worldview. The church has done a great, great job of seeing people saved over the last several years. But we've not given them a biblical worldview. Do you see that? We've done a great job of seeing them get to the starting line, but we've not got them to the finish line. That's why the church is here, and that's why the church right now, come on, it's so relevant in today's society. It's so relevant in today's society. At the end of your life, everybody here is going to graduate. And my question for you today is, what are you doing to prepare for that in the race? Well, I came to church this morning. A lot of people come to the starting line, but very few run the race. Very few run to win it. Very few run to get the eternal prize. See, at the end of life, you're going to graduate. My question is, if Jesus is Lord, then what are you going to graduate into? You're going to graduate into the kingdom of God, and it's going to be awesome. And at the end of life, when we get our graduation ceremony, it will be in the presence of Jesus. And I love reading scripture, and what's he say? Enter in. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done! Well done. Graduates today, I applaud you. Well done. Well done. You did it. Church today, are you ready for the graduation into heaven? Are you ready to meet Jesus one day? Well, I'm saved. I was talking about running a race here. I wasn't talking about the starting line. I'm talking about running a race. Have y'all been running it? See, when you get there, the size of your house won't be deserving of well done. The make and model of your car, God's not going to say, well done, nice car. He's not going to say, boy, you got a lot of money in the bank, well done. Come on, are you hearing what I'm saying today? When you graduate, the mark of well done is You knocked it out in the kingdom of God. And there's so many people here because of you. They've been discipled and they drew up other people and other people. And that's why when I was talking about Christian ministry starting in 1972, you don't have a clue of how many fingers are out there because of the start of someone who is faithful. And Don Brooks went to see Jesus. And I can just imagine when Jesus saw him, Don Brooks, well done. Well done. Boy, the kingdom of God has all been changed here in the United States of America and all across the world because you were just obedient and faithful. You did a good job. You ran the race hard. Every step was with a purpose. Well done, Don. What's God going to say for you when you get there? Well done. Well done. I'm not comparing you to Don Brooks. You got to run your own race. But the end of your life, well done, isn't about something that's in your possession. It's about something that you gave away or done. Church, let's work on graduating. How about that? Let's work on graduating. Today we practice. Every graduation ceremony I go to me it's just a practice of what it's going to be like when I get to see Jesus. See, they're walking across stage, they're getting a diploma, and I'm thinking about, I'm going to see Jesus one day. He's going to say, well done. Well, we're shaking the graduates' hands today. Well done. Good job. That's for just a short season, and they're going on to something else. But know this, when you get done with this life, you have eternity that you've got to look at. I'd really rather it be with Jesus than the alternative. So let's work on graduating. Start what God's called you to do. Endure with what God's called you to do. Stay the course. And finish. And don't just finish. Finish strong. That last bit of the race, man, get after it. Got me. That's me running. I kind of look like that. And so, yeah, I mean, get after it. Finish strong.
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.